Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 62, The Woman and the Beast, Revelation chapter 17, verses 15 through 18. This is one interesting section, and this is my interpretation of this passage. So just to sum up a bit, we have the prostitute who is Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, the revived, you might say, Babylonian Empire. We have the beast, the Antichrist, and the ten horns, who are ten kings who have handed their power over to the Antichrist. So verse 15 says, "Then the angel said to me, 'The waters you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages.'" So we have a symbolism that the angel explains. Remember, the prostitute was associated with the waters. This tells us Babylon becomes a worldwide empire. And in my eschatology, this takes place, or at least builds up, to the point of the first half of the seven-year tribulation. The first half of the seven-year tribulation, eventually the leader is the Antichrist person, but Satan has not indwelt him yet. Satan indwells this man when he is killed and risen from the dead. So the second half of the tribulation is the Antichrist endowed with the power of Satan. So during the first half of the 7 years, the Babylonian kingdom basically rules the world. Verse 16, "The beast and the ten horns," meaning the ten kings, "you saw will hate the prostitute." This tells you that after Satan enters the Antichrist, he hates the Babylonian Empire that he led. And my guess is because what he really wants is full autonomy, full authority. He wants to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Babylonian Empire that he took over, he just detests it because it's not totally a product of himself. And therefore, he hates it. So he and the ten kings will bring her, meaning the Babylonian Empire, to ruins and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. So around the second, at the beginning of the second half of the last 7 years, the Antichrist will overthrow every part of the world empire that he once led, and everything will be under his dominion. And this will be a bad time on earth. Verse 17, "For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to give the beast their power to rule until God's words are fulfilled." This is important. This verse tells us that God has given the Antichrist the power to overthrow the Babylonian kingdom, the kingdom of the world. It's God who gave the Antichrist the power to do this, in order to fulfill his will. It's God behind the Antichrist at this point in history. You need to really meditate on this verse. Verse 18, "The woman you saw is the great city that rule the kingdom, the kings on the earth," and that means Babylon. So verse 18 tells us for sure that the prostitute, the woman, was Babylon, was the Babylonian Empire, and the beast, the Antichrist, along with his 10 kings, overthrows that Babylonian Empire to fulfill God's will. We will later see that once Babylon is overthrown, then the beast himself will be cast into the lake of fire.